This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. If you've been on a plane lately, you know it's crowded up there. Full flights as far as the eye can see. And sure enough, if you check the TSA's passenger numbers, how many people go through security at airports every day, turns out it's almost exactly the same now as it was in the before times. 2.4 million people in the flying public yesterday, just about the same back on April 24th, 2019. But the mix of travelers and the price of getting on that plane, oh, that's changed a bunch since then. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is on that one.
Just wait in line to clear security for a flight these days, or try to find room for your carry-on in the packed overhead bins.
Leisure travel has really come roaring back.
Lindsay Roschke at Polling Firm Morning Consult says a lot of consumers are still flush with savings from the pandemic.
People are excited to travel after a couple of years of really pulling back because they missed out on travel for so long.
Revenue from business travel, though, is still down more than 25% since the pandemic hit.
That could be partly due to the rise in work from home technologies, now with fears of a recession looming, tightening corporate travel budgets.
Chris Raitt at research firm ThirdBridge says here's what he's hearing from corporate travel agencies.
On those business travel trips, they're now sending less employees than they had historically, less frequency throughout the year.
Problem is, before the pandemic, corporate travelers, often buying business class seats at the last minute, accounted for as much as 70% of airlines' profit. But Raitt says another new trend is helping the airlines.
The uptake of the premium cabin by leisure travelers. So we've actually seen consumers with a propensity to spend.
And they sure are spending. Prices, wherever you are in the airplane, remain high. Morning Consult's Lindsay Roschke has been traveling recently.
A beach vacation in Mexico earlier this year. Just came back from a couple weeks in Sweden visiting some family. And they've been great, but also clenching my teeth a little bit when I'm paying for flights.
Ticket prices have risen nearly 18% in the last year. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.